Good morning and welcome to episode 83 of Martin Uncut. Today it's April the 30th, 2021. Today's episode is Drive by Daniel Pink. Today's episode will be about books, as I promised yesterday. I will do a little bit of a book summary of Drive by Daniel Pink. And of course, a link will be in the show note. And the reason I will do that is I just completed that book. And in addition to this, I will also talk about two new books that has come into my reading list and are next in line to be read. So, let's get at it. So, Drive is a book about motivation. And I had the book around for a while, quite a while actually, probably a year or so. And I actually started to read it a while back, but I didn't really do it seriously. So I maybe read it in bed, which is not good at all. And I read the first chapter only. And then I got sidetracked and it got passed to the side. But I thought it should, or I should give the book a new try. I give it a fair chance. So I brought it back and now I really focus, read on it, like how you should read the book to get things out of it. And Pink's goal with this book is to highlight the difference between how company today motivates people or looks at motivation and what science says is the way best way of doing this. And he do this through three different sections in the book, and each section contains a couple of different chapters. The first section here talks about the history and the different types of motivations. He compares motivation to like an operating system of a computer, and he talks about the different versions of the OS. So as the environment grows, there is bugs in the system, and then you need to come out with a new version. And thus we have motivation 1.0, and that is essentially the old, like we need to have stuff to survive motivation. And then after that, we came up with things to improve this, and that became motivation 2.0. And that is actually carrot and stick. Give rewards for behaviors that you like, and use a stick for behaviors that you don't like. And that will motivate people to do the right things. And now we see the rise of a new type of motivation, and that is what we call motivation version 3.0. And that is what he presents a lot in this book. So this first section sets the scene and talks about how it looks like today. The second section talks about what actually do motivates us in this new motivation 3.0. And there is actually three different areas that is really important. And autonomy is the first thing. And that means that we should have autonomy over task, team, technique, and time. So all of these four different sections, they are really, really important to drive what's called intrinsic motivation. And intrinsic motivation is really motivation 3.0 because it comes from the inside. And that is something very different from both motivation 1.0 and motivation 2.0, that is extrinsic motivation. It comes from the outside. The second area that is really important to intrinsic motivation is mastery and the possibility to become better and better at what we're doing. And related to this is the possibility to attain flow. You know, this almost transcendent state where you are so engulfed in the task, so you just get things done. Place and time just vanish. So that is a place and time that is really important to motivation as well. The more flow you can experience, the more motivated you will actually become. But if you don't have any flow-like moments, that will actually demotivate you. So that is one really big and important part of motivation. And the third and final part in the new motivation 3.0 is purpose. It's really important that we're doing meaningful things that makes the world a better place. And that is really, really important. But we also see that a lot of companies start to actually adhere to this and take an active part in the society. The third and last section of the book gives you a toolkit to develop your own motivation and also how you can work within your own company to increase and empower the intrinsic motivation. And in this part, there is also a short chapter that is actually summarizing the whole book. So if you don't have much time, you can read that section. Maybe it's like 10 pages and you will get a good overview of what's going on in the book. Overall, I think it's a really interesting read. I learned a lot of things, especially around the reason and the mechanics around intrinsic motivation. I consider a lot of this like common sense. I didn't know why, but I knew it was right. It was inherently, it felt right. And now Daniel Pink here, he describes the reason or the motivations to the why. Think like purpose and higher values. They are really important, and especially when you grow in age as well. And the ability to control your time and how you work is also really important. And I know myself and a lot of other people talk about how important that is for actually have a workplace or a work environment that they enjoy and like. But there was also things here that I learned, especially around the danger of using carrots and stick from the old motivation 2.0 approach. And that is specifically then for non-repetitive right brain work, the type of work that we do as knowledge workers. I didn't know that it actually was destructive and how destructive it could be if you're using these type of motivational schemes for this type of tasks. So how well did then Mr. Pink do in his mission to explain the differences in how companies do work and what science says? I think he did a really good job, but I don't really think companies today, especially not in the modern tech sector here in Sweden, is so bad as Pink describes the outset for the book. There is already a lot of focus and a lot of work towards these mechanics. And I think that is because the competition in Sweden when it comes to competent knowledge, it's really high and it's really hard to find people. So you really need to keep the people you have happy and keep them motivated, because money will just take you so far. And there is plenty of opportunities out there. But it's definitely a good read, and I can definitely recommend the book, especially if you're interested in leadership or motivation. And or maybe you're really running a small company. It's also good to have this insight and kind of know the things that can be good to use to motivate. I have the intention to write a little bit longer summary on my blog. So if you want to read that, keep your eyes open on martinhagen.se. So Drive by Daniel Pink has now been read. So it's then on my outpile of books that I have read, and I will probably give away to someone else or they will end up in my bookshelf. But let's look a little bit on what we now have in the in pile. A few days ago, I got a new package with two new books. And those books are How to Read a Book by Mortimer J. Adler and Charles Van Doren. And this is actually a fairly old book. Mortimer J. Adler wrote this book, I think it was 1940. And the first or second edition came out in the 60s, 65, I think, and it was edited by Charles Van Doren. So it's an old book, but it still sounds quite interesting. And of course, it's about how you read books and how to become a better reader. And I have for quite some time been looking for resources to actually become a better reader, mainly on YouTube and on blogs. But I also found some online courses that you could take to learn how to become a reader. But of course, I didn't check what was out there in form of books. But when I did, I actually found this one. And it's quite a thick book. So it gives you quite detail different guidelines and directions. And the reason it is so thick is also that they have included appendixes in here with some classical texts where you can actually do a reading exercise to actually directly apply your learnings in this book. And I have, since I found this book, actually seen it being recommended by a few other people, especially on YouTube. And if you like reading and book, I would definitely recommend that you check out Curtis McHale's YouTube channel. And there's definitely a link for his YouTube channel in the show notes here. He talks about this book as well. And this is a book that I am definitely looking forward to read. So this is my next read. And I will get back to you with a summary and review of this book when it's been finished. The second book that I received was How to Take Smart Notes by Sönke Ahrens. And a while back, I found Zettelkasten, the method or the way to organize and process your notes so that you can gain as much value as possible from your new knowledge and link that in together with the knowledge that you already have. And this book is the book you should read if you're interested in this subject. This is the first book in English, and I mean the base resources for everything else that I found in regards to videos and websites out there. So I think this will be a really good read, and I hope I will be able to sharpen my skills and use my system even better. As you know, I'm quite new to using a Zettelkasten system, so anything I can learn around to make this even better is really, really interesting. And of course, you will find links to all the books that I have talked about today in the show notes for today's episode. And I am not affiliated with these bookstores or this bookstore, but if you do decide to buy one of these books, please buy them from a local small bookstore to support their business. They definitely need all the support that they can get. That was all I had for today, and for this week, actually. It's Friday, and we have a fantastic weekend in front of you. I wish that your weekend will be fantastic, and I see you back here on Monday. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.